The USDA-funded study pushes health education out of the classroom and into the hands of teenagers. UA Assistant Research Professor Melanie Hingle says this approach helps encourage participation in health education.
I think texting is a nice informal method of communication, so it actually is less intimidating than a classroom setting. It kind of equalizes the playing field.
The year-long study surveyed 177 12 to 18-year-olds in their responses to text messages promoting healthy eating and physical activity. Teens were receptive to these messages, but only as long as they avoided an overbearing tone, Hingle says.
They're developing their own identity and they're becoming more independent. So they're really sensitized to certain, you know, you need to or you should, things that sound kind of parental. So we really wanted to avoid that.
Hingle says targeting teens is important because the eating and exercise habits adolescents develop can set the standard for their adult lives. The results of the study are already being applied to other areas of health like sun safety. I'm Mariana Dale, Arizona Public Media.